Have I told you folks about this cross-eyed bull I bought? Well, I couldn't put him in the show. Well, at least that's what I thought. So when I meets this bloke and he said, I'll take a look. He said, them eyes aren't too bad. Ring the vet. His number's in the book. Although I don't have much faith, I ring him up this day. I said, me bull's got crossed eyes. Can you come out straight away? Well, out he comes. He looks. He thinks. He grabs his tube of glass, walks around to the bull's backside and pokes it straight up his that hole just underneath his tail. And then he gives one almighty puff. The eyes rotate and straighten up, and the vet said $50. Now I thought, 50 bloody bucks. Now that's a tidy sum for about just a half a minute's work blowing up some bull's bum. But still and all, like I pay the vet, he straightened up his eyes. I take him to the Sydney show and we win a major prize. I'm carting him around the bush a bit and we're going well, and then I've got to take him home because his eyes are crossed again. This time, no vet, I know the drill. I'll save myself some dough. So I grab the tube of glass, insert it, and I begin to blow. Well, I'm blowing and puffing and puffing and blowing, and still his eyes stayed crossed. I'm forced to ring the bloody vet and mourn the dough I've lost. Well, out he comes with a very knowing smile upon his face, like he knows I've tried to fix the bull because I've left the tube in place. So he grabs the tube, reverses it, then gives one almighty puff. The eyes rotate again and straighten, sure enough. So I pay the vet and I say to him, look, mate, just before you go, like, don't tell me the secret's in knowing in which end to blow. No, mate, he said, you can blow from the north, west, east or south. But you didn't think I'd blow in the end that you'd had in your mouth.